What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And somebody, one of our members at What Really Happened, just posted this link to a video from Fox News. It's basically Trump's interview with Sean Hannity. And apparently at one point in there, Trump says that he wants to put in paper ballot backups and other safeguards for the 2020 election. Well, by golly, you'd better do so. But again, you're going to run into resistance from those state election commissions. Because when Trump first took office, he had an election integrity commission that was going on out to try and sort out this mess. And every one of these states they went into, the state election commissions were saying, no, you can't look at us. You can't study what we're doing. You know, it's an incursion. We have to have it's states' rights versus federal government rights here. So they're going to do that one. Oh, apparently Jussie Smollett is nominated for an NAACP award. Oh, and by the way, I understand the city of Chicago wants Smollett to reimburse them the $130,000 they spent on the investigation into his phony hate crime. You watch. Jussie Smollett will be on the platform for the Democratic National Convention. I'm predicting that. I'm going to wager a whole tarnished nickel on that. Okay, so let's see. Getting on to the world of computers here. Apparently, there is a bill introduced in the Congress called the Save the Internet Act, a bill which would restore net neutrality rules. Polls are showing 80% of Americans support reinstating net neutrality. And yeah, that would be a really, really good thing. The internet should not be yet another part of our society where the rich get better treatment than the rest of us. Now, there's a new scam that's out there, and it's called virtual kidnapping. And the way it works is that hackers will get hold of the information on somebody's telephone and use it to call a family member. And then they'll call the family. They'll call a family member and say, "We have kidnapped your son, your daughter." And of course, the family member looking at the caller ID is going to see that it is the phone belonging to the person that supposedly has been kidnapped. And so they'll panic. They'll pay the ransom, and then it turns out that nobody had been kidnapped at all. It was all a fake. It was all a scam. But apparently, this is the latest in a long line of abuses of our high technology. So please be wary of that. Apparently, bank scam cases have doubled in just 1 year as con men trick 84,000 savers into handing over 350 million pounds. And apparently there are call rooms in India that pose as British tax officials, and they call up British subjects and say, you have an outstanding tax bill, and you will be arrested if you don't pay up immediately. In other cases, the fraudsters pose as legitimate companies or organizations such as the victim's bank, telecom provider, solicitor, even the police. Right now, scam calls make up about 40% of all telephone traffic. And you would think that somebody somewhere, at least in the FTC, would be saying it's time to basically rein this in. Everyone's always talking about the wild, wild west here in the independent media and the internet, but just look at what's going on over in the phones. You know, I get all these phone solicitations all the time, and I'm on the do not call list. That's not being enforced. And if you go over to the FTC, there's a page where you can fill out saying, this person called me even though I'm on the do not call list. I filled it out several times. Nothing happens. Okay. Article coming out of the Daily Mail. Facial recognition technology means you could soon be banned from going into shops anywhere in the world, even if you've done nothing wrong. This is coming from civil liberties experts. And they're saying the law needs to change as quickly as the technology is. Now, from my perspective, part of the problem is the technology isn't really robust. There's still a high degree of false positives with facial recognition technology. And people who don't want to be recognized, they know how to get around it with very subtle makeup on their face or with those little hats with the LEDs in them. Okay, over in South Korea, four individuals have been arrested. Apparently, they were secretly recording, live streaming, and selling spy cam videos of 1,600 motel guests between November 24th of last year and March 2nd. And they're facing 5 years in jail. So apparently, they used a setup of wireless IP cameras hidden in 42 motel rooms at 30 motels in 10 cities. And basically just got all this amateur porn here. That's tacky. That is just tacky. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network here. There is a new spam email campaign. This one pretends to be from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, warning about a new flu pandemic. And attached to the emails is a malicious attachment that, when opened, will install the GandCrab ransomware on your computers. Now, this was first discovered by My Online Security. These emails are being sent from email addresses that are impersonating the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and have a subject line of flu pandemic warning. Please read the attached document to help prevent that from spreading. Now, there's a little bit of good news out there. And it's called DMARC. Right now, the operators of email servers are trying to deal with spoofed domains and spam. And there are three systems in place. One is called SPF. The second one is DKIM. And the new one is called DMARC. And you need to make sure that whoever is your email provider has implemented those properly. And it's a headache to set up. I had to set it all up for one of our domains because, unfortunately, Spectrum, which now owns the Roadrunner system, has yet to install DMARC. And unfortunately, if you're going from a non-DMARC system to a DMARC system, chances are your email's going to bounce, and that's a major headache. We've had a lot of problems with bounced emails lately. And it's another example of there's a problem out there. The government doesn't want to do anything about it. The industry tries to solve the problem and just makes life much more difficult for us end users. And no doubt the spammers and hackers are already trying to figure out a way around all this stuff. Now, a lot of people are talking about this new European copyright directive, and there's a bit of a stink about that already because apparently some of the members of the European Parliament are saying they misvoted and they wanted their votes reversed, which would have basically allowed them to vote individually on Articles 11 and 13. But the European Parliament is saying, no, the votes stand as they are. You're not allowed to change your mind. So Article 13 is the one that deals with copyright information that could affect the creation of memes, where you basically, you'll take a picture and you'll add a caption to it. And it's a harmless little bit of commentary, but that's now considered a copyright violation in Europe, for which the major social media like Facebook and YouTube and Google can be held financially accountable. So Article 11, of course, has to do with more of the copyright enforcement here. And one of the problems that is in the current system is creators of all kinds could fraudulently re-upload their own material and then sue YouTube for allowing it to happen. because the user who uploaded it is now anonymous and off the hook. And YouTube and others are now essentially the fall guy for this ridiculous DRM experiment. And they've opened the floodgates for all kinds of people to commit all kinds of fraud at the expense of their fellows for a little greedy profit. Some people are saying this could actually destroy YouTube. Now, all these social media platforms have 2 years to move any content that originates from within the EU to servers elsewhere. Now, how much that affects those of us in the rest of the world is yet to be seen. But it's a bad piece of legislation. And I understand there's a lot of content theft out there. Claire's first album, our computer got hacked into. They copied off all our music files to a server in China. For all we know, there's a Chinese version of I Love Sanctuary floating around over there. So it is a problem. But bad laws do not fix bad problems. Good laws plus good technology fix bad problems. Over at Twitter, there was a user, Elon Bachman, who got suspended for tweeting out statistics on autopilot and Tesla-related deaths. And this was in response to a tweet by Elon Musk about Tesla's autopilot feature, where Elon Bachman basically came back and said, these are the stats. Twitter banned him. So now complaining about bad products gets you banned on social media. Now, the good news is there was a lot of blowback from this, and Twitter has reinstated the account. But, I mean, that's where social media is going. Social media is going to be worth absolutely nothing except funny cat videos. You can't talk about conservative politics. You can't offend anybody. And now you can't criticize products. That, for me, that makes social media pretty much useless. Now, here's another issue. This is coming from Huffington Post, and it basically raises the issue that some of the Wikipedia editors, and by the way, supposedly anybody can get on in there, but there are people who consider themselves full-time Wikipedia editors, they are being paid to alter material, and they're picking out this one guy. Wikipedia editor Ed Sussman was paid by media clients such as NBC and Axios to diminish critical material. And editors operating in a similar manner have worked on behalf of CNN contributor Hillary Rosen and the CEOs of Reddit and Intel, among other clients. Now, other conduct by Sussman not covered by the Huffington Post shows him authoring puff pieces for NBC executives and getting his proposed changes approved by another paid Wikipedia editor. Now, Wikipedia has a lot of good technical information in it, but we know that Wikipedia is subject to editing for political reasons, and we know that because of the way they treated me years ago, and also because when this human-caused global warming issue first came on up, Wikipedia posts about the medieval and Roman warming periods were being edited to de-emphasize them, to say, oh, it wasn't that big a deal. And they were caught doing that. Those edits were being done by people who were part of this whole global warming hoax. So Wikipedia, unfortunately, is not the trustworthy source of information a lot of people think it is, especially if you get into anything that involves controversy. Another little scandal, this one came out a few days ago here. Apparently, Facebook has disclosed the passwords of hundreds of millions of Facebook and Instagram users were stored in plain text for years on their internal data storage systems, which meant that Facebook employees could access these passwords and access your pages. Now, they're emphasizing these passwords were never visible to anyone outside of Facebook, and they're saying they found no evidence to date that anyone internally abused or improperly accessed them. Sure. But they're going to notify hundreds of millions of Facebook Lite users, tens of millions of other Facebook users, tens of thousands of Instagram users to basically change their passwords. Facebook is still in trouble because Facebook allegedly knew about the Cambridge Analytical data practices months before the media exposed the scandal. This is from court filings in the case. Now, the scandal was exposed by The Guardian in 2015, and it revealed that Cambridge Analytica had managed to obtain data on millions of Facebook users in Great Britain, the United States, and beyond, made possible through improper sharing practices conducted between an app developer and the company. They were basically stealing the information. And a lot of that data stolen from users in the United States, of course, wound up being part of voter databases in the 2016 elections. Now, Facebook is banning a lot of people. They're banning the anti-vaxxers. They're banning conservatives left and right here. Oddly enough, and this is according to The Independent in Great Britain, neo-Nazi groups are being allowed to remain on Facebook because Facebook has found they do not violate its community standards. So pages operated by factions of international white supremacist organizations, including Combat 18 and the Misanthropic Division, were reported, but Facebook refused to remove the content and told researchers simply to unfollow the pages if you find them offensive. Well, that last part is actually good advice. Instead of having social media try and decide what we should see, let's go back to a free and open social media. And if anybody's on social media and they see something they don't like, just unfollow or go to another page. This idea that social media is going to protect you from having your little feelings hurt, that's ridiculous, because you're going to be fed what Facebook and YouTube and Google and Twitter want you to see. And that's propaganda. That's how propaganda works. So the neo-Nazis get to stay. But if you are a conservative or concerned about vaccines, you're out of here. Which reminds me, today is the start of baseball season. So get on out there and start shooting those baseballs. Google has been hit with yet another European Union antitrust fine. The grand total now comes to 8.2 billion with a B euros. And essentially, for years, Google did not allow its AdSense customers to feature rival search engines on their sites. So basically, Google was involved in antitrust activity. And there's a lot of other stuff going on. There's another one, apparently, involving racism in advertising. I saw that one flash by on the Fox news crawl here. YouTube is becoming more and more politically correct. And YouTube platform is, of course, very powerful and influential. And so politicians and the corporate media are pressuring it to become family friendly, which means no conservatives. And yeah, we're going to have all these videos about the LGBTQ movement because that's family friendly here. Apparently, there's a growing problem with insurance companies investigating you on social media before determining whether they will issue you a policy or what they'll charge you for it. And so you need to be careful. Apparently, they're looking for photos of you driving a motorcycle without a helmet, or posting pictures of you drinking or smoking. So you got to keep your private life private. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. We will be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, out in Chandler, Arizona, the cops broke through the door of a family's home in the middle of the night. It was a SWAT team raid. They stormed in, pointed their guns, handcuffed the father. And was it a drug raid? No. Were there terrorists inside? No. Basically, this was all about a two-year-old child who had been feeling ill during the day, and the mother had called the doctor, and the doctor said, well, if he doesn't get better, bring him into the hospital. Well, the child started getting better. The fever was going down, and the mother decided she wasn't going to take the trip to the hospital. And apparently, somebody at the hospital literally called Department of Child Safety, who have now taken custody of all three of the kids. Talk about living in a dictatorship. Now, what this is all about, of course, is the money. Because the more children these Department of Children's Safety or Child Safety or Child Protective Services, the more kids they can grab, the more money they get. So it's like witch hunters. They see witches everywhere because they get paid to. People who work in Child Protective Services, they see child abuse and child endangerment everywhere because they get paid to. Over at GoFundMe, they have now started to ban anti-vaxxers. And this is coming from the Daily Beast, and GoFundMe is saying, well, they're spreading dangerous information. It's very, very dangerous information. They can't do that. Apparently, United Parcel Service is preparing to test a service which will dispatch nurses to vaccinate adults in their home. This is coming from Reuters. And UPS is not saying which vaccines would be used in the project, but vaccine manufacturer Merck and Co. told Reuters it was exploring the partnership. Now, the project shows how UPS is targeting a larger slice of the $85 billion outsourced healthcare logistics market. Currently, DHL Group dominates the market. Apparently, they're already doing this. The truck shows up here. You need a vaccine. It's insane. It's just absolutely insane. And the more they vaccinate people, the sicker and sicker we get. Over in Rockland County, New York, they declared a state of emergency. They have 151 people diagnosed with measles. And as a result, they've basically banned all unvaccinated kids from all public places for 30 days. So I guess along with everything else, now you have to carry your vaccine record. Your papers, please. I must see your papers. Oh, there's your driver's license, your social security, your passport, your vaccination record. It's just getting out of control. Now, here's the question I have. How many of these 151 people who've been diagnosed with measles had the MMR vaccine? And how many illegal immigrants with measles made it to Rockland County, New York? And this is where it gets real. Just when you think it can't get any more bizarre. Pardon me. Apparently, there is now a vaccine schedule for your dog. And this story coming out of groompropos.com is talking about how dog groomers can be fined $1,000 if they don't check the dog's vaccination record first. Next, it'll be the cats. Then it'll be the goldfish. Money, 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 money. Now, here's a story out of naturalnews.com that really says what's going on. The world's elite are trying to wipe out all knowledge and use of natural cures in order to keep us dependent on corporate-produced treatments and medications. Notice I didn't include cures there. Goldman Sachs said, curing patients is a bad business model. Treatment, 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 money, 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 money. And there is this campaign out there. Doctors or scientists who attempt to peer-review natural remedies are being stripped of their medical license or research funding by the AMA and Big Pharma. At least half of all clinical trials have never been reported, because when the natural cures are proven to work, the results are removed or skewed in favor of commercial medicine. It's all set up to profit. And what's interesting in this article is they point out the world's elite are all using these natural cures because they know they work. There's still a big debate going on over Kratom about how scary it is. And you would think that in the middle of this opioid crisis, that something that allows people to deal with pain that is not quite as addicting would be welcome. But no, no, it threatens Big Pharma profits. We can't have that here. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, apparently there was a lawsuit regarding the blood thinner Xarelto, and Bayer AG and Johnson & Johnson have agreed to settle more than 25,000 U.S. lawsuits over this blood thinner for a total of $775 million. And the amount will be shared equally between the two companies that jointly developed the drug. Now, under this agreement, Bayer and Johnson & Johnson do not admit liability under the agreement. In other words, we're going to pay the money, but nobody gets to say that we messed this up. And this settlement will resolve all pending lawsuits over Xarelto, where plaintiffs claim causes uncontrollable and irreversible bleeding, leading to severe injuries and even death among thousands of plaintiffs. You got to be careful about those blood thinners. When my father was dealing with his medical emergency, they put him on blood thinners, and he just had a bad case of internal bleeding. Okay, over in Oklahoma, Purdue Pharma, that's what they call themselves, the maker of OxyContin, has agreed to pay over $200 million to settle the lawsuit brought by the Oklahoma Attorney General. and they were sued for aggressively marketing the opioid painkiller and helping to fuel this drug epidemic that left thousands of people dead in the state. Now, other drug makers have been named in the suit as well. It's unknown if they're going to follow the lead for an out-of-court settlement. Probably they will. And I guess that's why they're shoving vaccines at us. They need to cover the lawsuits. Oh, we lost another lawsuit. Quick, get vaccines out there for parakeets. This one is going to anger the PC social justice warrior types. This is from the Daily Mail. And apparently researchers claim to have found that the differences that exist between men's and women's brains starts in the womb. Now, this conclusion is going to be controversial because some experts claim social influences are more important. This is the old nature versus nurture. And again, it goes back to Margaret Mead, coming of age in Samoa, in which it was claimed she proved that environment only determined your behavior and your thoughts. Of course, the book was a complete intellectual fraud here. But the scientists did brain scans of 118 fetuses in the second half of pregnancy to analyze the links between gender and the connectivity of a developing brain. The differences are definitely biological. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, yesterday you mentioned the movie They Live.
Yes.
You know, whenever I see Mike Pence, that's what I think of. I think of the politician giving the speech. You know, the guy, there's something so robotic and phony about him. Maybe it's just me, but, you know, he poses as a pious Christian patriot, and at the same time, he's the point man for the Venezuelan operation, if you will. I just, whenever I see Pence, I think of the movie that you mentioned, They Live.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, either Mike Pence is a total fraud regarding his Christian faith, or he has somehow convinced himself that, you know, God wants him to go on in and smash up Venezuela. And people who are in those kind of positions, they're capable of a great deal of self-deception and justification. They don't want to see themselves as a bad person. They want to see themselves as a good person. And they don't want to be reminded about the harm that they've caused. Remember Madeleine Albright, you know, not Madeleine Albright, Barbara Bush, when she was being told how many people had died as a result of the Iraq War, and she said, why should I, you know, bother my beautiful brain with things like that?
Well, I mean, the Bush family, I mean, to me, the you know, the Bush, W. Bush is so far the greatest mass murderer of the 21st century, George W. You know, yep. I just can't get these Christians, you know, these John Hagee-type Christians. I mean, all you have to say a few pious words about how, you know, George Bush Jr., you know, he's just greatest philosopher was Jesus, and they all fawn and believe it. I mean, it's by your actions that show whether
yes.
or not you're a Christian. And by W. Bush's actions, my God. And they keep falling for it. These Christians, Zionist Christians, or just, I hate to say, stupid Christians. So it's sad. It's kind of pathetic that they, I hate to say it, that they're that
well, they're being used. They don't realize that they're being used by Israel.
Yes. And Israel, of course, I don't see how you could, you know, I mean, I don't see their you know, they're always in Israel. They're not. They're very have hatred towards many Christians. They mock Jesus. I mean, you know, at least the Muslims, they consider Jesus a prophet. They say, peace be to him and his mother. Have you mentioned Jesus to a Muslim? They will say, peace be to him and his mother. Not in Israel. So,
no, in Israel, you know, there are all these reports where Christians in Israel are actually being spat on as they walk down the street.
Yes. Yes. And I don't see how the, you know, the Christian Zionists, if you will, can reconcile that. You know,
well, the Christian Zionists are willing to go along with that kind of stuff because they're part of this group of people who honestly think that the end of the world is upon us, and by supporting Israel, they're going to hasten the return of Jesus, and then they're all going to go up to heaven, and they won't have to worry about not sinning anymore, or something like that.
Hey, you know, on a lighter note, I know you're a Monty Python fan.
Oh, yes.
You remember the mattress sketch? Where
don't
say mattress to
don't,
Mr.
Don't say
Lambert,
that word. Yes.
Or he puts a bag on his head.
Now I've got to get into the fish tank and sing Men of Harlech.
Yes, on YouTube you could look up the mattress sketch. Don't say mattress to Mr. Lambert.
Yep.
Well, on that note, I'll let you go. Have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I go along with this with guy about the very robotic, even more than Al Gore. Do you say Al Gore will look very robotic? This guy's even worse, I think. And also, like the four-legged creature of, what's his name, Pompeo and Bolton. This guy is also a Christian Zionist. These people are extremely dangerous, Mike. And I'm just, you know, watching also, while I'm listening to you, I'm like watching American Vagabond on, guy's name is Ryan Christian on YouTube. And now they're saying that the Israeli jets that attacked Syria yesterday, they attacked from the held area, from the U.S. occupied area of Syria. Okay, we're playing with the devil, Mike. I know you're an atheist. I'm not. I believe in God, but I don't believe in him necessarily the way the the Abrahamic religions believe in him. I just believe there's a good and decent God up there, and I really don't believe he goes for this stuff. I think these people don't understand Zionism. I'm thinking more and more is something of the devil. It's not Christianity. It's not even real Judaism. It's something of the devil. And this country playing along with it, we're doing the same thing. We're doing evil, and we're going to destroy this country because of it. It's not going to, it's going to rebound on us. I really don't think a country can get away with this type of committing this kind of evil unless we do something about the leadership in this country and we do it quickly. Okay? We need to replace these people. The depressing thing is I noticed Tulsi Gabbard is getting nowhere with her campaign. She's, not even 1%. She's the only person running right now in either party that's decent, that has America's best interest. And she herself has been over there. She's a veteran. None of the others are veterans, including Trump. Trump, what did they call him? Bone Spurs, Major Bone Spur or Commander Bone Spurs there in the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
This is not right, Mike. This is terrible. This country is not doing right. I believe that we're going to pay for it. We're going along with a devious, vicious little country in Israel, a parasitic, like the black, I think it was the guy in the Blackstone Range intelligence, Jake Morfomio said, it's a form of a parasitic nation. It sucks the blood of other countries, cares nothing about these other countries, and I'm telling you, Mike, it is going to destroy it. It's going to come back and destroy it. And the Christian Zionism is just as bad. Now, we're both the fanatics. One believes Jesus is coming back, I guess, to a radioactive world, because that's what it probably would be if the U.S. and Russia really get into a full exchange. And the others, the Jews, or some of the Zionist Jews, believe that, I think, Rabbi Schneerson or somebody like that is going to come back and take that throne. And again, of what would be a radioactive world. These people, at the best, they're crazy. At the worst, they're evil, Mike. They've got to be stopped. We've got to expose them.
It's not the religion. Religion is the tool. And as I've said many times before, good people will do good things. Bad people will do bad things. Both will cite religion as their excuse.
It's not a religion, Mike. It's a cult. These are cults. That's all they are.
Yeah.
They're big cults, but that's all basically they are. They believe in witchcraft. They believe in magic. And they're crazy. And they're going to blow. And the unfortunate thing is they're in
I believe in magic. I believe in magic. You want to see a card trick?
Yeah. But that's about it. I mean, you know, these people are with and they're going. And the unfortunate thing is they're in high places in this country right now, and they have their hands on the nuclear trigger. And boy, we're in trouble. Okay? My only hope is that Putin continues to remain rational. But how long can he remain rational? I mean, he can't just let this keep on going and going before he himself will, you know, says, okay, let's get it on. Okay? And once that happens, that's it. We're done.
The only reason we're not into it full on is that all of these world leaders, including Putin and including Trump, are well aware that they have to get the other guy to strike first so that they can play the aggrieved part and motivate their nation to war. It's like the dirty trick that Roosevelt played on the American people, where for the entire year before Pearl Harbor, he just relentlessly goaded the Japanese until finally they attacked Pearl Harbor. And then Roosevelt got up there and said, wow, what a surprise. No idea this was coming, those dastardly Japanese, and we were off into World War II. And whether we're going to see something like that again, I don't know. We've certainly seen enough false flags already. We've certainly had enough lies already. And I'm hoping that the aftermath of the collapse of the Russian collusion hoax is going to be that American people are going to be much, much more skeptical of what they're hearing from the corporate media news and from politicians in general, because skepticism is healthy. Right now, in this day and age, it's a survival trait.
Right now, it looks to me like the four-legged beast, Bolton and Pompeo, they seem to be more believable now. They're hissing like the poisonous snakes that they are. And I'm really concerned, Mike. I really am. You know, I've got kids and I've got grandkids. And I want them to inherit a good planet, a decent planet, not a nuclear wasteland. And, so I want them to inherit a good country, to be in a good country now, not a country that's now doing the very things that that Nazi Germany did in World War II, and to a degree the Soviet Union did afterwards, though I'm not so sure anymore about the Soviet Union. I have a feeling that we were sold a line of BS there, too.
So, yes.
I don't know. I'm very concerned. That's all I can say. And if anybody out there thinks I'm an anti-Semite, I'm of Jewish ancestry, okay? So take that for where it comes from, all right? So I'm just not going to identify with Jews like that, period, all right? I don't know what to call them, but they're not, I don't even know how to say they're not Jews. They're something out of the devil. That's what they're doing, because the way Israel is acting, they're a tool of the devil. That's all they are. Syria is a good country, a decent country. Doesn't deserve that. The Palestinians don't deserve to be shot down in the streets either, unarmed Palestinians. This is not a good country we're supporting. I'm sorry, it's just not. All right, that's about it, Mike. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thanks an awful lot there. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. We're coming up here on our last commercial break here. If you own Wise Storable Food Products, you need to take another look at them. There's a class action lawsuit that basically says Wise Company has been misrepresenting how long consumers can survive on their long-term food kits, as well as how many people their kits actually feed. And former customers behind the lawsuit say the average adult would starve to death trying to survive on these products in the event of an actual emergency. And this is actually a problem for preppers, and I'm going to talk about it when we come back from these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And we're talking about Wise Storable Food. There's a class action lawsuit that's been brought by customers who basically took a look at what they were buying and discovered that there had been serious misrepresentation about how much food there was, how long you could live on the storable food, how many people it could feed. And obviously with a storable food product, you know, you want it to be there when you need it. Now, Wise Company is trying to deflect the class action suit, saying that since their customers hadn't had to use the emergency food products, no damages can be claimed. Talk about arrogance. But this is a problem in the prepper market. Now, Claire and I are preppers. We have been ever since the Northridge earthquake. And one of the things, you know, is after we moved to Hawaii and we started, you know, enlarging our preparations, we discovered that there is a problem, that a lot of companies selling these so-called emergency survival products, their attitude is, well, they're probably not going to use them anyway, so we can make them very cheaply. And this was brought home to me when there was this unit. I bought it at a Long's Drugs, and it was a combination radio, flashlight, solar-powered, USB charger, all-in-one, and it was approved by the American Red Cross, had the Red Cross right on it. Oh, okay, fine. So I bought it, and I put it into one of our evac kits. Now, every 6 months, I tend to go through all of this stuff and make sure it's still good, make sure everything's still working. And I discovered that the plastic case on this flashlight unit had literally started to melt, and I hadn't even used it. So you have to be really careful and just develop the ability to just don't take somebody's word for it. Actually look at what you're buying. Is this going to hold up? Is it going to be there when I really need it to be there? And it is a problem. And I hope this Wise Company gets taken to the cleaners on this class action lawsuit. Because for people who have invested that much money in prepping, and then a disaster hits, well, as we're seeing happen all across the Midwest with the flooding, and they go to their emergency food, they go to their emergency supplies, and they find the food isn't really there, the batteries have all leaked, equipment they thought they were going to be able to rely on, like radios, doesn't work. That's a real, real problem. So for you preppers out there, and for those of you thinking about being preppers out there, just buyer beware. As I mentioned earlier in the show, apparently contaminants from the Fukushima meltdown are being found in Alaska's Bering Strait. And that, of course, is going to be a big problem because there's a lot of fishing grounds up there. All right. Down in Australia, they had a hailstorm with hailstones like 3 inches in diameter, destroyed 4 million avocados in just 10 minutes. And I've seen Australian hailstorms up close. They can be very, very intense. Boy, it's almost like the universe doesn't like the human race very much anymore. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. And we'll be back tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. Use email, paper mail, face-to-face contact. Social media is completely useless right now unless you're into funny cat videos. Feel free to copy off any of my original articles from whatreallyhappened.com or any of the original artwork I've done. Forward it on, trying to make a point. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.